the Sportscast, February 16th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitch.tv, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you're listening on Facebook, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. You could also listen to us on your smart speaker. Also, visit our website, thesportscast.net, and you can download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The Champions League round of 16 began this past week. Exciting games, of course, to kick off in February, which I think it's – I don't think it's the first. I think it's happened usually at this time of year. And today we have a first-time guest, a man that I met in church, Andre Marquez.
Yes,
welcome
sir.
To The Sportscast.
Thank you, Santi. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for coming. So, Andres, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background with football.
Sure, mate. My name is Andre. I'm from Brazil. I was born in the capital, Brasilia, but I've lived in Rio for a long time. You know, background football, mate. I think every Brazilian start playing football as we grow up. As a child, we play futsal. Something that's not common around. So yeah, I actually played a lot of futsal growing up, you know, through Brasilia, through Rio. And then I think everyone that plays futsal wants to go up to football, 11v11. And that's what I did. Spent a lot of time with the Fluminense Academy. I'm not sure if you know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course. But, huge club in Brazil.
Yes, but my team is actually Vasco da Gama, my club. So, no, yeah, and, you know, prior to my 18s, I've tried I've done some tryouts, and one of the teams when I was 18 was the club that Ronaldo came from, Madureira, or Phenomenon Ronaldo.
The original Ronaldo.
The original one, mate. I'm not talking about the Cristiano, but today he scored, so, you know, things in Brazil for you to be a pro football player is that they're kind of difficult. So, it didn't go well. So, I got all my skills and my journey with football to go back to study. Went to the U.S., came to the U.S. as a student athlete for a university. That's how I could get my diploma through soccer. So, yeah.
Quite.
Now here I am.
Yes, and here you are in Miami in Doral. Yeah, as Andre was saying, Brazil is very competitive with football or soccer. The best players come from Brazil. And, of course, as he mentioned, Ronaldo, one of the greatest, led Brazil to a 2002 World Cup win. Which, before we recap Champions League, Andre, which Brazilian national team was the greatest of all time?
Which Brazilian national team or national club? Or national team?
No, team, like Brazil World Cup, which one was the best?
Mate, Santi, that's a very good question, mate. We have, you know, quite a few teams, very good, very in a very good shape through, you know, the 90s. 2002 was a big one, man. We got Ronaldinho, we got Ronaldo, Adriano. Not Adriano at that time, but...
Rivaldo.
Rivaldo was there. Oof, Roberto Carlos in the left back, Cafu or captain. I looked to the national team nowadays, and oh my God, the only thing you have is Neymar. I mean, not talking bad about the other ones, but it's not the same, you know. But if I was to pick one. Believe me or not, I'll go with the 94 World Cup.
That was a good team.
94 World Cup.
Romario and Bebeto.
I had Bebeto. Oof, that team.
Cafu was in that team as well.
Huh?
Cafu was also in that team.
I believe so, yes. But it wasn't a starter, I think.
No, it wasn't. He came in as a sub in the final against Italy. And, of course, Ronaldo OG was in that team, but he was only 17.
And still, he was massive for that World Cup. good times, good times.
Yeah. I mean, the debate, of course, is that 1970 team with Pelé was also one of the great great Brazil teams that they beat Italy 4-1 in Mexico. That's very debatable. But that 2000 team, that 2002 team, I definitely might have to edge them out. So anyways, we can talk Brazil all day. All right, let's go into the recap. The first game was a good kickoff to the Champions League round of 16 was PSG against Real Madrid. Mbappe scored in the 93rd minute in injury time. And Mbappe, that is who is proceeding to move to Madrid in June sometime. Andre, what were your thoughts over this match?
Man, this match was good. It was good to watch, especially because you have this Mbappe situation trying to go to Madrid. You know, and, you know, putting myself in his you know, position, you have to play your best because you're playing against the team that you actually want to go for to play. So, and he did it. You know, scoring a goal, 93 minutes, like about to. And he scored a massive goal. And it was a beautiful goal, too.
And a few minutes before that, Lionel Messi missed a penalty kick. It could have been 1-0, possibly 1-1 game. What happened there with Messi?
Mate, that's one very interesting thing, Santi, because you have Messi playing not very well, you know, these past matches he played for. And you have Cristiano Ronaldo playing so good for Manchester United. So, I don't know, mate. It might be, you know, time for Messi to just win down, you know. His knees might bother. Of course, we all want to know Messi as we know Messi, but, you know.
He probably needs to hang up the hoop boots soon.
Maybe soon. I would say Messi's what, 34?
About 34, yeah. I think probably leaning towards 35, I would say. Neymar came into the game in the second half and changed things around. Neymar still has it, right, Andre?
Yes. I would say from those three that, you know, past years were the top three, I think Neymar is actually, despite the injury, he's in a very good shape, man. He has everything to be the best player in the world. The thing is, he has a lot of, you know, issues with his private life. And we all know that by now. But, you know, Neymar is still a good player, game-changing player. You see, he was how many months out of the field, and then he comes in, Champions League. I mean, of course, with his experience, he doesn't feel any pressure. But, you know, first touch on the ball, passes through two, three, and then creates a play. He's a very good player, man.
Great group player. PSG had 57% of ball possession. Casemiro, he's the only Brazilian left in Madrid, right?
Well, we still have Vinny Jr.
That's right, big time. Future of Brazil, the next Neymar.
Yeah, Rodrigo Góes, that one too, shout out for him. And, but you know, we put a lot of time to see Vinicius Jr. grow up in Flamengo. And Rodrigo Góes as well. And, you know, fact is, they're still young. They're still young. They have a lot to learn. And, honestly, let's see how high they can fly. But, you know, Madrid didn't play a very bad match. I just think PSG was a better team overall. PSG, man, this year they have everything to win, man. It has to be PSG's time for winning the Champions League. I'm supporting PSG, not only for Neymar because of my Brazilian side, but I do want to see PSG winning finally.
Yeah, I agree. It's been a team that's been in process of trying to win a championship, And I think, you know, with Mbappe potentially being his last season at PSG, he might be going out in a flash. So we'll see what happens in the next upcoming weeks. The next game is will be until March 5th. Let's go to the next game. Man City, who also needs to win now, just like PSG, had they beat Sporting CP from Portugal, your motherland, 5-0. Two goals by Silva, a goal by Mahrez and Foden, and also Sterling at the 58th minute. 54 ball possession. Sporting CP had no chance, but Man City is looking powerful.
Man City, I love Pep Guardiola, man. I love him, love him. I think nowadays he's the best coach, he's the best manager out there. And, you know, Bernardo Silva was about to score a hat-trick, actually. And, you know, he was just unfortunate to have his third goal offside, I think. But, no, man, Man City, what a great match. 5-0, assured to win. Pep's way to play, everything it's on time, on touch. That's very good to see, man. Another club from Pep Guardiola that, you know, has been changed. Very good, very good.
Yeah, and of course they have Gabriel Jesus, which what I realized about this Man City squad, they don't need a striker or a number nine. Do you agree?
No, I do. You know, that's Pep's way to play, man. He literally changes centre-backs into full-backs and, you know, strikers to centre-mids or offensive mids. And, you know, he plays a lot through the wide. So it's a very interesting way to play, man. I love Pep.
Yeah, Pep. Huge fan. Which is like the only thing he's missing is the Champions League. Do you think he has enough to win it this year?
For the Man City. Might be a very good final, Sandy. Man City against PSG.
That would be the classic.
That
would be a very good game, and I think both teams need it. I don't want to see a Bayern Munich go, but we'll talk about them a little bit later. All right. My team, Liverpool, beat Inter Milan 2-0. A goal by your man Firmino, which you're very familiar with, and Mo Salah. Man, this team is a full of stars. 54 ball possession. Liverpool is looking good. I think, of course, they're down about 10 points in Man City for the Premier League. But I think Liverpool's a strong team in the Champions League. But Inter Milan, you know, didn't really show up. What were your thoughts over this match?
Mate, honestly, if you record very good what you asked in the group we have, what will be the score for Liverpool and Inter Milan? And I said, what did I say? I said 2-0, mate.
2-0, you did.
2-0 Liverpool. You know, huge fan of Klopp as well. Very good coach, very good manager. And Firmino just keep playing his very good football despite the starting in the bench. And he's just consistent. I like Liverpool, man. I like the way Fabinho plays. Not just to talk about Brazilian players, but they're key. They're key for this team, man. Fabinho plays very good. And, you know, Robertson, so good.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, you know, Inter Milan, one of the best from Italy, not pulling forward. Keep in mind, the away goals this year don't count as much as last year, so they're all equal.
That is true. And I don't know, mate. I see the Italian teams trying to resurge in this scenario we have today. But honestly, I don't think they won't be the same as, you know, back there with Seedorf, Kaká, Pirlo, and then Adriano and
Ronaldo,
and Ibrahimovic on Inter. Oh, those are good times as well.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe not this year. I know that Atalanta, I think they're out. But Inter Milan for sure is, I think, the only Italian team left. But not looking good because things go back to Anfield next month. Let's go to the other one. Salzburg tying Bayern Munich 1-1. A goal by Ademu from Salzburg. Then Coman equalizes at the 90th minute. Bayern Munich won the Champions League about 2 years ago. What were your thoughts over this match? And what do you think about Bayern Munich?
Man, Bayern Munich has a strong team, you know. They've been playing very good. for years now, and now they have this squad that actually they feel the presence. The other teams feel the presence. Whenever Bayer goes in, you know, to play, they feel the pressure. But you know, 1-1 it was a tough match, I would say. We see Lewandowski not playing that good. That right?
Correct. He did not really show up much, which is a very important. You know, he's a very important player for Bayern Munich, which is interesting. Which you thought he should have won the World Player of the Year last year, right? Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Honestly, he's been in shape, man. He's been for quite a while, actually. The only thing I would say, Kante, is that, you know, since we lost 7-1 against Germany on the World Cup. I don't take German teams.
What happened to that game? Was it Brazil tired or Germany was far superior?
It was a mix of feelings, injuries. Neymar got injured. And honestly, immaturity. I don't know, man. Everything kind of, ugh. Don't even talk about that, because if not, I start to cry. And, you know, we don't want me crying in front of him.
Time for emotional games. But, yeah, Salzburg, Bayern Munich 1-1. You know, things head back to Bayern Munich. But from all the games, now looking at this, Bayern Munich, do you think they're in trouble? Do you think Salzburg is the real deal? Or do you think they'll take care of business in Munich?
I bet on Bayern Munich taking care of business. They have a strong team, stronger. And, you know, when the pressure comes, I think the most experienced and valued players, they show up. Especially when we're not talking about final or semi-final. So I think they'll come and, you know, do the job.
Totally agree. Totally agree. As I fix my microphone, apologies. Yes, Bayern Munich definitely is in a little bit of a tight spot, but of course, when you get back home, things get a little bit loosened up. Bayern Munich, the only Brazilian player that I remember they're playing there was Douglas Costa. Do you remember that?
Mate, I remember him. He didn't do much for a national team, but I'll tell you what. There is a guy before him. He played center back. His name was Lucio. Lucio was a great center back, man. Lucio was actually...
I remember him. He was a defender.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Humble guy. He's from the same city I am.
He was a Christian, wasn't he?
Humble guy. So such a good player. Such a good player. I remember him because he would not only be a good defender, but whenever he would get the ball, he'll be starting to dribble every one of them, the strikers and midfielders of the other team, and, you know, just passing the ball to, you know, giving an assist to a goal. He was a very good player.
Very good player. And you know something? Talking about the Brazilian defense, this might be one of the best Brazilian defenses I've seen in a while. We've seen Thiago Silva, Marquinhos. Like, the bench is deep. And Thiago Silva's 36, Andre. Do you think this guy can stop anytime soon?
Well, honestly, he's playing a very good football, mate. And we also have Dani Alves. Dani Alves was on the list for this
Barcelona team. He played for with Brazil this past qualifiers. Do you think he's going to the World Cup?
We might need him. We might need him. Why not? You know, we see... You know, the training condition is different today. We see a game that's played in a smaller field, if I would say. We play the game quick, with the ball quick. We don't run that much anymore. So that's good for the more experienced players. If they have it inside them, they can play for a little longer. So we see Dani Alves playing a very good football. He scored one of these matches for Barcelona. And we have Thiago Silva just captain on Chelsea. And, you know, I see them going to the World Cup. Why not? We need experience.
You know something? He might be taking what Tom Brady's taking. You know? And Tom Brady's married to a Brazilian, Giselle, which is very... which is very popular in Brazil, right?
Yeah, Gisele was Miss Universe. She's beautiful and such a humble person as well. Such a good, important person as we're talking about national popularity.
Exactly. Well, anyways, that was Champions League week one. There's more games next week, and I'd love to hear Andre what he thinks. Let's go for the first game predictions. Lille at Chelsea. Chelsea is the Champions League defending champion. Do you think Chelsea can beat Lille, and what do you think about that match?
Definitely. Chelsea's actually ready to go up once again and win the Champions League. For me, Chelsea's been playing very good. They're consistent. The defense, I remember these past 2 years, I know Kepa was the keeper, and then the other guy came in and, you know, was more consistent. But I think now Chelsea actually got a very good defensive shape, which is important. So I think Chelsea has everything to win against Lille.
Exactly. And Chelsea beat Palmeiras, which you're very familiar with, last weekend. In overtime, was it 2-1, right?
2-1.
What were your thoughts over that match?
Ah, mate, honestly, I couldn't watch that match. But I heard, from friends that support Santos, is that Chelsea played phenomenally. Palmeiras didn't have any chance because, you know, Santos against Palmeiras is the thing. So, yeah, no, I think Chelsea deserved.
Now, is Palmeiras one of, like, the best teams in Brazil historically, or they're kind of coming to the fray lately?
They are very popular historically. You know, in Brazil we have a lot of, I don't know if it's because we like football a lot, but we have a lot of clubs that, you know, at certain time were very important and very popular. Palmeiras is one of them. In São Paulo state, we have four clubs. It's Palmeiras, Santos, São Paulo, and what's the last one? Jesus Christ.
Vasco da Gama. Corinthians.
Yeah, about Corinthians.
That's the most important one.
I'm kidding. Yeah. you're right. And then in Rio, you have my club, the most important one, Vasco. And then the second club everyone likes, but I don't know why, Flamengo. And then Fluminense and Botafogo.
Botafogo, which is where Bebeto played. Flamengo's where Romario played, I remember.
Yeah, They kept rotating clubs. So, yeah, these clubs and a few more, they are very popular. So Palmeiras is definitely one of them. You know, Gabriel Jesus came from Palmeiras.
Got recruited. And there's a few players. I think there's one player going to Man City. I forgot his name, but I've been hearing his name a lot. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. Another game next week, Juventus at Villarreal. Who's going to win that one?
Mate, I think that's a very good one because, you know, Juventus has everything to win. Now, Villarreal does play good sometimes. I don't see them, you know, just being there to just play some footy. I think Juventus will win because they have a stronger team. But I'm excited to watch that game, actually.
So you think it'll be Juventus that will win it?
Yeah, Juventus 2-1 for me. 2-1.
Manchester United at Atletico. Atletico lost against the last place team in La Liga today. And now and Man United is trying to find itself with Ralph Rangnick. Sometimes they win. Sometimes they draw against bad teams. This game might be close, Andre. Who you got?
Wait. This one will be a good one. So, Atletico is playing very good. We got Suarez. We got the João Félix, strong team. We got that manager that, you know, been for years over there. Very good game. I'll say if I was to bet, let's go Man United.
Man United.
Just because my friend, Irish friend Jack Smith, he'll go crazy if I don't support the United. So let's go 2-1 United.
2-1 United. Now, Fred, who plays for Man United, will he be a starter for Brazil for this World Cup this year?
Do you think so?
No, I mean, I'm asking. Do you think he will be a starter quality?
I don't think so. Oh. Not as a starter.
Okay.
I think he might be in the relation But Fred is a good player, don't get me wrong. But we have very strong players on that position as well. Fabinho, I love Fabinho. Casemiro's strong. We got a few more too. We got this, I think he plays in France, and his name is, he won't come now, but also a very good player, midfielder, defensive midfielder. So we shall see. Fred is a good player, don't get me wrong.
It's because he plays for a bad club. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
Possibly, but they do have Ronaldo. Atletico Madrid has Felipe from Brazil as a defender, and also Matheus Cunha. So yeah, they have two Brazilians there.
Yes. But I'm actually excited to see Atletico with Suarez, with João Félix. I'm expecting so much from that kid, this kid João Félix. I want him actually to grow some, you know, and actually start playing what he can. Because right now he's just doing the simple thing, cute, nice, but not doing much, man. So,
okay, and of course the other game later that Wednesday on February 23rd, Ajax at Benfica, another Portuguese team. Ajax, known as a club where they do a lot of development, and they also sell their players against Benfica, which historically one of the best teams in Portugal. What do you think is going to happen there?
You know, I have another big friend from Portugal that he supports Benfica. So I'll go against my friends once again. And I'll say Ajax has everything to win. And it won't be easy. It won't be like Mesh City. But I think it'll be a tough match. Benfica is a very good club, sorry. But Ajax has more to give. He's the strongest side. I'll say 2-1 Ajax.
2-1. Man, all the games have been 2-1.
I like it. I like competitive. Competitive in it.
School, all the second goals are scored like last in like the 94th minute, right? So
yeah. And the best, that's the magic of football, man. You don't know until the end comes.
That is the beautiful game, as Pelé has put it. The World Cup is later this year. I told you guys in our little WhatsApp group that Brazil is going to win the 22 World Cup. What is your prediction? Is it Brazil, or you're being more realistic than I am? Is some other team?
Look, we got to be honest. Brazil has a strong side. Tite, our manager, he's known in Brazil to be a fair coach. That meaning he will focus on the long term. He won't focus on the short term. He's not worried about 5-0, 6-0 in a weak side. He's worried about the final of the World Cup. So I'll take my hat for that, you know. We need that. Now we have a very, very good, you know, national teams in Europe. You know, I would love to see France. Must be strong. We can talk Italy.
If they qualify.
If they qualify.
They haven't qualified yet.
What about Germany? Germany is a very good side as well.
Havertz.
Very good. Man, I love World Cup. I'm buzzing for the World Cup this year. Because it will be totally different. December 2022 in a different country. That'll be magic, man.
Brazil has a good record playing in the Middle East, by the way.
True, very true.
So we'll see what
they like us. We like them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the Middle East loves Brazil. So I'm just saying. But yeah, World Cup is until November. Towards Thanksgiving is going to be the kickoff, and it'll run towards the almost like the end of December. I think I believe it's December 18th, so right before Christmas. So different World Cup, Winter World Cup, different. You know, yeah, we'll just give it a shot. It's going to run through the NFL, so it's going to be quite interesting how they're going to pan these things out. But yeah, that is our Champions League. Week one, round of 16. Pretty excited. Mbappe goes to Real Madrid? Yes or no?
Yes, definitely. Kid has to grow.
The kid has to grow.
Go on.
I love it.
Has to be the captain in Real after a few years playing over there. Yeah, Real needs someone that changes the club now.
How about Haaland? You think he'll go to PSG or Madrid?
You know, that depends on Mbappe. I think Mbappe has the first option, and then Haaland has the second one. So if Mbappe goes to Real, and I would say so, and then Haaland on PSG, my Jesus Christ. Imagine PSG. Oof. That would be just too strong. Too strong.
I heard Ronaldo to PSG.
See, those markets, man. This market is just something else. We can never know.
You never know.
Did you predict Messi in PSG?
I don't having Messi and Ronaldo and PSG in the same team. I don't know. It kind of feels a bit too much.
I don't know, man. It feels perfect for me. With Neymar.
Ugh. Ooh, Neymar! I forgot. Neymar, will he ever win a Ballon d'Or?
Ah, mate. You know, depending on this year, he has everything to win the Champions League with PSG.
Perhaps
he can be a winner for the World Cup with Brazil. And if that comes, then he can win. Then he can win. He has everything to win the Ballon d'Or.
There you have.
Let's see how he take care of himself.
There you have it. Andre has a big, big faith. Andre, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about soccer?
You can find me on Instagram. That's the best way for now. It's andre.alive. Andre.alive.
And how you spell the alive part?
Sorry?
How do you spell the, like you spell out your Instagram username?
Yes, it's A-N-D-R-E, Andre, dot, point, yeah, alive, A-L-I-V-E.
Sounds good. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1. Tomorrow we got the Jersey Boys Sports Talk talking about what happened to the Super Bowl. Andre, what did you think about the Super Bowl?
Mate, I didn't watch it. As a Brazilian man, didn't watch the Super Bowl. Honestly, I wish I could, but, you know, it was right on Valentine's weekend.
Which you had important things to take care of.
Say it again?
You had important things to take care of.
That's very right.
You had a lot of things to take care of, more important things. Anyways, the Sportscast won tomorrow, and then, of course, this weekend, no football. Basketball is coming in. The All-Star game is going to be soon. I can't tell you the exact date and things like that. But, hey, Andre, I really appreciate you coming onto the Sportscast. I love soccer, and you love soccer too.
It was a pleasure, mate. It was my pleasure. And we keep in touch.
Keep in touch. And this was your update.